Retired STC history professor named Professor Emeritus. Texas Border Business, by Joey Gomez, McAllen, Texas. Nearly two decades after taking a leap of faith to pursue his lifelong passion, retired South Texas College history professor Elizandro Munoz reflects on a career devoted to helping students discover the history, their potential and place in the world. Now recognized as a professor emeritus, Munoz said the distinction is especially meaningful because it came through a nomination from his peers and reflects what he valued most as an educator. The most rewarding thing is knowing that I made a difference in students' lives. That's what this emeritus honor means to me, Munoz said. I didn't seek this recognition, but I love hearing stories from former students about how I impacted their lives. There is no better reward than that as an educator. Being named emeritus is a lifetime honor for faculty, who are given the distinction upon their retirement by their peers. Those who have earned emeritus status remain visible with the college and remain engaged in academic and professional activities. To date, Munoz is one of only 10 legendary faculty recognized for exceptional service, leadership, and contributions to the college community. Before joining STC, Munoz spent 23 years in healthcare, working his way up from mail clerk to training doctors and nurses in corporate compliance. Leaving that career required a significant pay cut and the courage to enter an unfamiliar profession, but Munoz said he had never felt more fulfilled. I got to talk about the things I loved and get paid for it, Munoz said. My time at STC was one of the most amazing chapters in my life, and I was glad every day to be a part of it. In the classroom, Munoz said his approach was to transform history from a collection of names and dates into a living conversation. Through stories and regional examples, he challenged students to look beyond their textbooks and understand how events in the Rio Grande Valley helped shape the nation. Lessons on the Mexican-American War emphasized the region's role in the conflict, for example, including the battles of Palo Alto and Resaca de la Palma near Brownsville. He also introduced students to Hispanic figures whose contributions were often absent from their previous studies, including civil rights leader Dr. Hector P. Garcia, Medal of Honor recipient Alfredo Freddy Gonzalez of Edinburgh, and Bernardo de Galvez, a Spanish military leader who supported the American Revolution. I sought to teach how the history and contributions of these leaders, who were similar in many respects to the students themselves, led to the creation of this country, Munoz said. It was my goal to foster a sense of pride and belonging. Just because our story is not told doesn't mean it doesn't exist. Munoz's own connection to history began when he was 7 years old, when he unearthed an 1884 penny while playing marbles. From that point, Munoz said his mind began to wonder who had once carried it, which sparked a lifelong fascination with items of historical significance. He now owns an extensive collection of coins, military artifacts, as well as Civil War correspondence and documents in a private collection. At STC, he shared that passion beyond the classroom by founding the Border Studies Club. For nearly a decade, the organization hosted cultural festivals across STC campuses featuring Native American dancers, historical reenactors, chuck wagons, live music, and demonstrations that brought history to life for students and the community. Yet Munoz said his greatest contribution was not measured by festivals, collections, or professional recognition. It was reflected in the students who left his classroom believing more deeply in themselves. It was never about the pay or the recognition. It was about making a difference, Munoz said. If I made a difference in one person, then I made this world better. That person can then carry the same goals to their children, so the impact keeps extending. Taking approximately 15 years to earn his own bachelor's degree while working full-time and raising a family, Munoz said he understood how easily financial and personal obstacles could derail an education. He used his journey to encourage students to keep moving forward, even when progress came slowly. That perseverance was inspired by his father, who did not advance beyond elementary school but instilled the value of education in Munoz and his five siblings. Munoz said he carried that message in every class he taught and sees his Professor Emeritus designation as part of a legacy that continues throughout his former students and their families. The only thing in this world that can never be taken away from you is an education, Munoz said. Education can open doors you never thought were possible while making your life's dreams come true.